When you think of law, do you think of written pieces of legislation or maybe cases written by judges? What if law could be art? Today, you are going to meet an artist and a law academic that want to challenge you to think about the relationship between law, art and justice. Travis DeVries is a Gamilaroi Darug concert artist and Dr. Marie Hadley is a law academic at the University of Newcastle who specialises in intellectual property law. Kaya, hello, Travis and Marie. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Lauren. Hello. Thank you for having us.
Kaya, now, Marie, this project started as a piece of legal writing about the legal implications of graffiti on statutes. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So what happened was back in 2020 during the Black Lives Matter protests, we started seeing all this really powerful imagery from protests overseas as well as in Australia where anti-racism graffiti was being painted on or over statues of historical figures associated with injustice or with slavery or other forms of violence. And myself and Dr. Sarah Hook at Western Sydney University, we found this really interesting and we were thinking, well, as IP lawyers, as intellectual property lawyers, what are the copyright implications of this type of anti-racism protest art?
Now, just tell us for a second, what is an intellectual property lawyer, Marie? What is it?
Well, intellectual property, that's an umbrella term that refers to different forms of intangible property, such as copyright, patents, or trademarks. And my type of IP lawyering is as an IP academic. So this is my area of study. I typically research controversies involving copyright law and visual imagery.
Okay, and so you were looking at copyright relating to graffiti on statues. Now, Travis, Mari then approached you to create artworks in response to a piece of legal writing. And I understand that related to some of the previous themes in your artwork, but had you ever had to respond to legal writing?
Not so directly at all. I mean, I guess I'd responded to laws before, but not as a like legal theory, and as a like invited direction to respond to legal writing.
So you said you've had to respond to laws before. Is that something that you've sought out in your work, or something that's just come up as personal experiences?
I think my work is often protest adjacent work. I don't protest exactly, and like most protests are about helping to change society and laws, and so my work is often adjacent to that and responding to protest work. So for me, that like is a direct kind of line to responding to law.
And I understand that you worked together on this project over quite a long period of time. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. So Marie approached me in mid 2020 and following some of my work, and we were conversing for a while, and then kind of towards the end of 2021 we started talking more seriously about how we could collaborate on a piece, and Marie approached with the idea for this project.
And now, Marie, the title of the exhibition is Entropy Awakening: Art, Law, Resistance and Transformation. What does that represent?
Oh, I think it represents maybe something a little bit different for Travis and I. But for me, Entropy Awakening is the name of the artwork that Travis created in response to that piece of legal scholarship around the anti-racism graffiti on the statues. And for me, entropy signifies, I guess, a breaking down or a winding down of energy. And the awakening, I guess, the hope for, you know, a more equitable future. And then in terms of the subtitle to the exhibition, to me that captures the four, I guess, key themes or key pillars of our project, which is around art and then justice and then how that intersects with law, obviously. And then resistance, because that signals the protest, and transformation being the potential change or the possibilities for new futures.
You're with Lauren Butterley on ABC Radio, and you're hearing from Travis DeVries, a Gamilaroi Dureg concept artist who's been working with Dr. Marie Hadley, who's a law academic at the University of Newcastle. And these guys have worked together on a project that is now an art exhibition. Now, Travis, can you tell us about the art?
Yeah, absolutely. The art really centres around a graphic novel that formed the first piece that Marie came into contact with, which was Tear It Down, which was a study that I was doing for the graphic novel, like looking at style, but also kind of bringing a key scene at the time into life. And then actually I kind of stopped working on the graphic novel because that piece became such a huge part of I guess the ideological zeitgeist that was happening at the time around conversations about iconography and statues. The sort of next part of the conversation with Marie and myself was Marie asked me to respond to the legal writing, which I created this sort of futuristic piece, and had these quite in-depth analytical conversations about the work with Marie, which reignited and sort of took some of the pressure that I was feeling and gave me space to actually pass what I was feeling around the graphic novel and the narrative of that. And so this exhibition sort of brings together the connection of Tear It Down all the way through to Entropy Awakening, alongside a whole lot of sort of sketches and finished scenes in the graphic novel hopefully will be coming soon. It's I've been really, really inspired since the conversations to be feverishly working on it.
And so when we talk about, it's a multimedia exhibition, what does that mean to those of us that may not be art specialists? What type of multimedia are you using?
So I work as a concept artist across a huge sort of swathe of different mediums, from traditional art forms like paint and pencil and sketching through to digital artwork and illustration, as well as using video and sound work. So the bulk of the exhibition is digital drawings as prints, with some traditional drawings and paintings from previous works, as well as some actual multimedia works like video pieces showing the process of creating these works, as well as video pieces documenting some of my private thoughts around working with Marie. So we actually recorded three videos, kind of doing me doing self analysis of the process.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly sounds like this exhibition for both of you as professionals, and also for those people that come to see it and engage with it online, it's as much about the journey that you took together as about the outputs. Does that summarize it, Travis?
I would say that absolutely weighs true for me, and a lot of the pieces that are being shown sort of explore that journey. And I think Marie and myself have sort of created some text around the exhibition that really sort of shows that journey and kind of brings to life, I guess, my wants as an artist for these pieces and these works alongside Marie's experience with working with me, I would say. I don't want to speak for Marie.
Yeah, and Marie, did you ever anticipate, Marie, as a law academic, that you would be commissioning art and working with Travis?
No, I mean, my research previously has been interviewing artists about what they think about law, but this has taken that to a whole new level. And Travis and I have really worked as co-researchers on this project. And as the project has developed, I mean, the conversations that we've had along the way have been incredibly powerful and impactful for my own way of working and thinking about law as well. And it's interesting, the last question that you asked, Lauren, because I one of the key arguments in the initial legal paper that Sarah and I and another scholar called Nicholas Hook, an art historian, had written, was about how law stifles conversations about anti-racism, protest. And in working with Travis, I mean, we've had the conversations that, you know, I think it would be so valuable in our society to have. And we've had those conversations on that micro level and then created something pretty cool together.
And certainly, because law is also when we think about it as an area of study, it's also a sort of social construct that can be analysed in different ways, which is sort of something that this Legal Frontiers segment is also bringing to light in different ways each week.
Yeah, 100%. And I think for me, some of the most interesting legal questions are around how people think about law and what people expect law to do for them. And I guess also how law is quite symbolically important. So you don't have to sue someone for an intellectual property infringement, but knowing that those rights prioritise certain interests in certain ways still is quite meaningful.
And it's and yes, to think about law, art, and justice. And Travis, you've got a lot going on at the moment. I think we also might have interrupted you at a writers' festival today. Is that right?
Yeah, I took the day off because I've got a couple of things to finish ahead of the exhibition.
That doesn't sound like doesn't sound like taking a day off, does it? But you know.
No, but yeah, I was at the writers' festival yesterday and on Friday. It's been a big few days.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. Now, Marie, can you tell us the ways that people can engage with this art exhibition? I hear that you can see it in person, but there's also a website.
Yeah, that's right. So for those of you in Sydney or near Sydney, you can come see the art exhibition at 107 Projects in Redfern. And it opens on the 5th of October and will run till the 15th of October. And I highly recommend, if you are going to come to opening night, which is the 5th of October at 6 p.m. And for those of you who are not in the area, you can see information about the exhibition on my website, which is mariehadley.com and then /entropy_awakening. Or if you just Google Entropy Awakening and either Travis's name or my name, it'll come up in a Google search.
Look, thank you both so much for joining us today to make us think about the relationship between law, art and justice, and also to introduce us to a very new way of doing a project and bringing a law academic together with an artist. It's been really enriching to hear.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Lauren.
And good luck with the opening.
Awesome. Thank you.